younger blood and things.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
Because,
kind of dominate something all your life.
I didn't get put out of being on the board of education. I always was appointed by the board,
grand jury.
But it passed a law where you had to be voted in by the voters. And, well, I was getting on up in age, well, about 77 then, I think, 78. And I just decided I needed to get out. So the young girl who held it, she came to me and said, if you're not going to run, I want to run. But if you're going to run, I'm not. So I said, you go ahead. Because I've been here long enough.
She's a real sweet, smart girl, too.
And now it's time for her to rerun, and she says she's had enough of it.
Said she gets blessed out everywhere she goes. Something about that school. Well, she's got two small children.
Sure.
And she works for this lawyer. She's a legal secretary for a lawyer.
It's
just too much.
Well, her job too much.
Too political,
yeah.
Yeah, that's what it's got.
And you know now, you've got to put a lot of money in politics to get in.
That's right.
The Negroes, the blacks, you know. They look for that. I've been working as poll manager for our precinct for, 20 years? A long time. And you can tell when there's money being paid, you can watch and you can tell. Good. And so it's always being paid to vote people, bring in a voter.
You just gotta pretty much be fairly wealthy if you want to run of these offices.
Well,
now my nephew, M.L., Beverly's husband, he's chairman of the county commissioners of the county. My brother was for years chairman. And he's in politics, and his head's white on iron since he's been in it, honestly. Trying to hold down his job, you know, worrying with that and all that stuff. I told him, you're killing yourself, you're crazy. I said, you're killing yourself.
He loves it.
He loves it, though.
Any kind of little old office, if he can get it, he'll get it.
He's
ready for it.
You know, a lot of people's like that.
So people just like to be right in the middle of everything that's going on, you know, so.
If somebody got to do it.
That's true.
I enjoyed it for a long time, but finally got where I figured
I
needed.
I think you don't have to dominate a job all the time. And you get older, that younger blood get in.
That's right.
Of course, old man Thurman over in South Carolina, I think he's 80-something. He said he's going to run again.
Is he really?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I think he's 87. I believe it. Married a beautiful woman, you know. She was
married
in South Carolina.
A young woman. He's still raising babies.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I don't know whether
it's
his babies or somebody else's.
Well, anyway, it's his woman.
She's pretty.
Wasn't she a beauty?
Well, she was Miss South Carolina.
Right.
Him
an old man.
He's
I don't
been
know whether
he
ever been married before or not, but
I don't think so.
He didn't get married till he's old.
He was probably in office before I was even born.
I bet so. Weren't you in your early
30s? I'm 30, 30, yeah. 31 in September. Yep.
Young girl.
I feel pretty young. My husband tells me I'm middle aged now. Anyway.
Well, I'll tell you, it comes that time when you get old.
How long you all been married?
We've just been married 2 years now.
Oh, you.
Bride,
almost. Young bride.
What little town do y'all live in?
Houston is the name of it. Yeah. It's close to, have you heard about this town that's a movie star bought? Brazelton? Yeah. It's Kim Bassinger.
Yeah.
The town was run by a family, the Brazelton family. They had a department store and a mill and lots of these little mill houses that they rented and all that, and a bank.
Yeah.
And they just sold the whole thing to her.
They got a price.
And she says she's going to build a movie studio there.
Oh, that's the one that has happened here in the last week or two.
Yeah, not too long ago. Mm-hmm. And of course, the way Atlanta keeps growing
out,
it'll be out there before long. Right now, it's still pretty much in the country.
Now, Alpharetta, I'd never heard of that until Kathy, our granddaughter, got there. Honestly, I guess I read it and just didn't notice the name. But it's a nice little town, kind of like you say, spreading out. You know, pretty homes.
Yeah, yeah. They've got some beautiful homes around.
You can take it right round here. Somebody go out in the woods and build them a house.
Mm-hmm.
Why, it won't be long before it be built up.
Nobody around here sell though. See.
Oh, really?
They won't sell property.
Uh-huh.
Just holding, you know, for the children or grandchildren,
mm-hmm.
whatever.
Yeah.